Be a fan of the Commish on Facebook at facebook.com/fairandjust.
And by the time you're listening to this, the Combine will have come to an end. I find it funny how many people, radio shows, have called the Combine meaningless. You stupid people. You stupid people. If you think the Combine is meaningless, you shouldn't be listening to this podcast right now. It's meaningless, right? How ignorant do you have to be? Is it because you're too lazy to follow the Combine? Is that it? I wouldn't be shocked if more people watch the Combine this weekend in Tampa than college basketball, any type of basketball. Hell, most sports. And if the Combine is not important, is not relevant, is meaningless, then please answer me the question, why is every important person involved in the NFL, GMs, coaches, scouts, everyone that's important to running a football team in Indianapolis? If it's meaningless, then why are they there? Why are they wasting their time? Today we're going to look at the defensive players in the Combine. I want to start at the defensive tackle position. We'll get right into the defensive end position. One guy that stood out, Marvin Austin, North Carolina defensive tackle. He's part of those North Carolina players that didn't play last year. He did play in the East-West Shrine Game, played well, had, you know, his ups and downs during the week, but came to this Combine in shape, 309 pounds at 6'2", is going to be more of a nose tackle, more of a nose tackle maybe for a 4-3, but could also play maybe a nose in a 3-4. But Marvin Austin running 4-9 in the 40 really showed off some strength, some agility, really opened some eyes of some scouts, and Marvin Austin could find himself not just in the second round mix, but I've heard from some people that he might start getting some consideration late in the first round. Nick Fairley, Marcel Darius. Did Darius close the gap? Did Darius pass Nick Fairley? Well, you know, it's so hard to tell in the Combine. Nick Fairley comes in 6'4", 291 pounds. 291 pounds. While Marcel Darius measured in at 319 pounds, right at about 6'3". Now, Darius only did 24 reps on the bench. Nick Fairley didn't bench. Both of them ran their 40s. Marcel Darius, 4.87, while we saw Nick Fairley, 4.87. Marcel Darius, right around 4.9. So, very equal. I think when you continue to look at it, and I keep hearing people saying, Fairley's dropping. Well, you know, he does have some question marks. Every player in this draft has question marks, except maybe a corner we're going to talk about in a little bit. But I don't think Fairley did enough at the Combine that would constitute him dropping all of a sudden. He's a boom or bust player. Are you willing to take a risk on him? You know, I'm going to have my new mock draft coming out right here at joebucksfan.com probably next week. And, you know, is Carolina willing to take the risk on him? Do they need a defensive end now? Now, tell me a defensive end that doesn't have a question mark. Tell me a player at the top of the draft other than Patrick Peterson that doesn't have a question mark. You know, AJ Green, okay, I'll give you that. AJ Green, Patrick Peterson, other than that, I mean, these linemen, and that's where you build your teams, offensive linemen, I don't see any of them being top draft picks, defensive linemen, there's going to be a lot of defensive linemen drafted, but all of them have question marks. You know, I look at Fairley as still that boom or bust player. He didn't really blow me away, and he really didn't hurt himself at the Combine, and that goes with a few of these players, a few of these top players at the Combine this weekend. Steven Paya is a defensive tackle out of Oregon State. If you haven't heard by now, 49 reps at 225 pounds. We've seen guys put up mega reps before and not do anything in the NFL. Well, they didn't do anything in college either. Stephen Paya did stuff at college, did stuff at Oregon State, and really his strength is his strength. And he showed that at Oregon State. He's shown that on film, and he showed that at the combine. I think that's only going to help him. And I don't see him as these other offensive or defensive tackles in the past that have put up 40 plus reps and never amounted to anyone anything in the NFL. Muhammad Wilkerson is a name you want to keep an eye on. I think he's going to get some first round buzz here. He had a very decent combine. You know, I don't think he blew anyone away with any of his measurables, but what I will say about Muhammad Wilkerson is as scouts and as teams do more and more homework on him, very long, very strong, very big. 6'4", 315 pounds, played end at Temple, might move down. I think he's going to move down inside to either defensive tackle in a 3-4 or that 5 technique in a 3-4 defense. And Muhammad Wilkerson's long with long arms. You know, it wouldn't surprise me whether it's in the first round or the second round. You know, a team like the St. Louis Rams, with the type of defense they run. Steve Spagnuolo being the former defensive coordinator of the Giants. The Giants really don't need any defensive linemen, but that's the type of defensive lineman they've always gone after. I think that's what Steve Spagnuolo wants to bring to the Rams. So Wilkerson makes sense. That type of defensive tackle makes sense for the Rams. And not just defensive tackle, but also defensive end. And that kind of leads us right into the defensive ends. And, you know, a guy I think the Rams will have an eye on as well is Aldon Smith. Another long, strong, quick defensive tackle off the end, but they like those guys with the long arms, and that's what Aldon Smith definitely has. Robert Quinn, a lot of talk that he would bypass Daquan Bowers at this combine. Daquan Bowers not running, not doing any of the workouts. Robert Quinn did. I thought he looked very good, very agile, just what we thought he was going to look like. He's a very explosive pass rusher, and this is going to be a good debate going all the way up to draft day, because you look at the Carolina Panthers. Could they go Cam Newton? Could they go Patrick Peterson? Are they going to go Daquan Bowers, Nick Fairley? I think Robert Quinn's name has to be in the mix, because Robert Quinn can play end in a 4-3, can also play linebacker, outside linebacker in a 3-4. Ron Rivera's run the 4-3 with Chicago. He ran the 3-4 with San Diego. If he plans on maybe mixing the defenses up there in Carolina, Robert Quinn can play both, maybe under consideration for the number one overall pick. Adrian Claiborne, a lot came out about him at the combine. He did does suffer from Erb's palsy. It's a nerve damage that goes from his neck through his right arm. It prevents him from fully extending his right arm. He does not have pain, but he can't extend the right arm fully. He also broke his collarbone when he was very young, I mean an infant. And when he broke his collarbone, it actually led to his left arm growing more than his right arm. He's left-hand dominant. His left arm's longer than his right arm. That's why he always played right end. Teams are going to look at that. Teams want defensive ends that can play both sides. Adrian Claiborne only played the right side at Iowa, and now teams wondering if all of these factors played into him only playing right end because he was so left-hand dominant. Ryan Kerrigan had a nice combine. I mean, really nice combine. We thought he would. He should test well. He did. 30-plus reps at 225 on the bench. He ran well in the 4.6s. Came in at right around 265 pounds. He's a little stiff, but he is a consistent performer. And he's not just a workout warrior, because he was productive, very productive at Purdue last year. And J.J. Watt really blew people away. He's a monster. He's going to start going up. I think I had him going to the Chargers in my first mock draft. He could find himself getting into the top 15, maybe even the top 10 when it's all said and done. Linebackers, some of these linebackers blew me away yesterday. I love linebackers with speed. I think that's another thing that the Buccaneers love as well. You got to have a linebacker that can run, and there were a few of them at the combine yesterday. The combine, when you look at some of these linebackers that stood out, and the first name that comes to mind is a name I've been talking about since last season. We know he's big. We heard rumors, urban legends, that he was fast. Dante Moak worked out with the defensive lineman. Remember, he was a defensive end at Nevada. He's going to move back to linebacker in the pros. Not sure if he'll be in a 4-3 or a 3-4. 6'1", 248 pounds. ran a 4.44 in the 40. Might not sound like much. Oh, what's a 40? Well, yeah, I think the 40 is more important for guys at the linebacker position than maybe those linemen, defensive and offensive linemen. But Dante Moak, very fast. And for you Barrett Rood critics, Martez Wilson, inside linebacker at Illinois, could play inside, could play outside, 6 foot four, 250 pounds, ran a 4.49 in the 40. Von Miller really confirmed and solidified his top five status. I still see him not getting past the Arizona Cardinals with the fifth pick. And Justin Houston, you know, a name that really didn't and still hasn't gotten much buzz, but boy, he had a nice combine. 6'3", 270 pounds. This is the defensive end outside linebacker coming from Georgia. They think he could play outside linebacker in a 3-4, can play defensive end in a 4-3, ran a 4.68 in the 40, and had 30 reps on the bench. Really nice combine for Justin Houston. Maybe a possibility for the Bucs, but Justin Houston with this nice combine could see his stock going up as well. And defensive backs, they went today. Patrick Peterson blew everyone away, 219 pounds, ran in the low 4.3s. Then we saw Prince Amukamara, who is the corner. A lot of questions about his speed. He ran in the 4.3s. He solidified a top 15 status. Jimmy Smith, you know, I think right now, I'm looking at my top five by position. You're going to see that coming out right here at JoeBucksFan.com soon as well. 6'2", 211 pounds, questions about his speed. He also ran in the 4.3s today at the Combine. So Jimmy Smith looked for his stock to go up. Safeties, wasn't impressed with any of the safeties. Pretty much what I expected. Raheem Moore is probably still going to be that number one safety on the board for you Gator fans. For you Bucks fans that wanted Ahmad Black, 5'9", 183 pounds, ran a 4.78, and then a 4.74. Not good news for Ahmad Black. I see him going, I don't see him going any earlier than the fourth round. Just questions about, can he sustain himself in the NFL? Can he stay injury-free at that size? Playing as reckless as he does, and he doesn't have the speed to get deep. A lot of question marks with Ahmad Black. I see him going in the fourth round. Is he worth the risk in the fourth round? Productive player at Florida? I'd say yes, but I wouldn't draft him any sooner than the fourth round. All right, that's going to do it for our combine recap for the defensive players. Remember, I got the mailbag, the commish's inbox, coming at you tomorrow. Make sure you get me those emails, tweets, and Facebook posts. You can do all that. Commish at 620WDAE.com, Facebook.com/fairandjust. And of course, you can tweet at me anytime. The Twitter has been on fire all weekend. Tweet at me at Commish 620WDAE. Keep it locked right here to JoeBucksFan.com all throughout the draft season for your best draft coverage right here, JoeBucksFan.com.
Be a fan of the Commish on Facebook at Facebook.com/fairandjust.